The House has passed a bill that could lead to reductions in state income taxes, but there are a number of bridges yet to cross before it would happen. One, the state's budget stabilization fund would have to reach its limit, which is an amount equal to about 15% of the state's general fund budget. Two, the carryover or ending fund balance would have to be at least $65 million. Then the income tax would be reduced by up to $150 million.
It does sound like it's kind of a convoluted process, but I want to assure you it's an easy calculation. It's an easy thing for the tax department to determine.
Montpelier Republican Representative Craig Hedlund chairs the House Finance and Taxation Committee. He says previous attempts to pass an income tax reduction have stalled because of opposition in the Senate. Hedlund said this bill is designed to have something in law that could allow future income tax reductions if there are future budget surpluses.
If that occurs, that tells you our economy is growing, and it's growing at a rate fast enough to allow for reductions in the marginal rates. That's a good thing.
But Hedlund says the way the amendment was drafted is being interpreted as a one-time tax reduction. He says that can be worked out in a conference committee. The bill is Senate Bill 2139. It passed the House 80-12. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.